What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
Prevention of crime. Every hour of the day and night.
Movie.
Break.
Is the team that protects your property and you.
Hi folks, here we are again at Movie Break with another fantastic interview at the Berlinale. We are live at the Berlinale for you covering. I'm Lida Bach and I'm again sitting in a bar or right next to a bar like in all my other interviews. And I'm assure you again, I'm not an alcoholic. We are drinking water and we, that's me and Sophia Lillis. Hi Sophia.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. I'm quite exhausted already from Berlinale, but you're here for the first time, I guess.
I am. This is my first time ever in Berlin, and it's been a while since I've been to a film festival, so it's fun being around these people.
So at some point in my life, I swore never to ask anybody at an interview, how do you like Berlin? But I make an exception for you, so how do you like it? The Berlinale and being in Berlin.
Well, I've only been here for like a total of like an hour, so I haven't gotten to see too much, but hopefully during the very short time I'm here, I'll get to sneak out and walk around, but
Then my next question is basically redundant, which would have been if you have seen any movies, but just having been here for an hour or...
I like the one other time I've been to a film festival, I was so busy I didn't really get to see any of the films, but I'm hoping with this one, if I get a time to like, you know, run out, I'll get to see a few other, because I know a few other people who are here, so it'd be nice to like go and meet them and maybe see some films, but here's the hope.
yeah, that's what we all hope. So, except of course for us reviewers, we always hope to see a little less movies. But now let's talk about the movie that you're here with. It's called The Adults.
Yes, it's called The Adults. You're correct.
And it was directed by Dustin Guy Diffa, and that's the second time that he worked with Michael Cera. But it was the first time for you working with either of them. So, how was the whole experience? How was it?
It was amazing. I mean, I remember reading the script, and it was kind of very different from other stuff that I've been doing before, because I think I read the script while I was working on, I think maybe it was D&D, I don't remember, but I was like in a totally different country, and I was been working on relatively bigger projects, but getting to, you know, it was something, it felt more like, was talking about this like very real and interesting relationship between siblings, and it wasn't like you know fighting a dragon or anything like that I was doing that time. It was just a really heartwarming and such a dynamic relationship, and the way he wrote it was very similar to the relationship I have with my siblings, and it was also really close to New York, and I love New York, and because I lived there and grew up there, and it was just something that was really refreshing, and I really wanted to do something like that, and I was so happy to get a chance to work with them, and it was like just me, the main group was me, Michael, Dustin obviously was there, he's the director, and Hannah, and it was just us at this one, like basically we had like two locations total, and for the most part we stayed in this one house, and it was just so wildly different from the things that I was doing before, but I really like independent films, I like working on them, like watching them, and it was a really fantastic experience getting to work with these people who are just so great and down to earth, someone you can really talk to.
You just mentioned your own siblings. So you have a twin brother.
I do.
And you have a half brother who's a step brother who's a bit older than you are. So how much of that relationship, you just said that a lot of that went into the movie, like was the improvisation, how much of yourself did you put into that character?
I mean, she's a bit different for me, but she is in the same. I mean, I could relate to her a lot because she's basically in the same situation that I am in. She's around the same age, and she's going through. She went into college for a year and then dropped out, and she's still trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life. And when she and I'm kind of in the same. I'm in the same age, and so I'm kind of in the same area as her as well. I'm still trying to figure myself out. I never went to college, and you know, I'm just in a state of, you know, trying to become someone and trying to become an adult. And and as for her relationship with her siblings, it's very similar the way they speak to each other, the way they have their own like sibling talk and you know, inside jokes. And and it, the way it was written was very real to how I speak to my twin. And you know, there is sort of a dynamic there that's, you know, also, you know, having a sibling that's like significantly older as well. It's there is a sort of way that works. And it's also not just you know, your relationship, but your relationship as you get older, and each of them kind of go off into their different, you know, worlds, and they have different lives, and there's, you know, there's a change between, you know, how you were when you were kids and you're living in the same house, and how you were after, and how, like, it shifts a little bit, it changes a little bit, but you're still siblings, you still have that connection there, but it's changed. And you rarely see a lot of films that show that change. And I think this film did a really good job portraying that.
I totally agree. And since the movie is called The Adults, that also plays into that theme, how when we are with people who knew us when we were kids, no matter if they're siblings or maybe best friends, how we regress and we become kids again. And then there's also this scary change that we develop, and a part of us is an adult and things totally different than we once were. So the past is at the same time always present, but out of reach. How do you feel like about that? Because you're like at the verge of adulthood now, and maybe also growing up very fast, being a movie personality, like being a minor star and sibling. Yeah, it's
I don't know.
On the verge of superstardom.
I don't think so. Thank you.
Is that scary, like growing up, being an adult?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm still figuring it out. I don't really know. I'm still not fully sure what qualifies being an adult. Is it a state of mind? Is it the situation that you're in? Is it the fact that you're, you know, is it the, you know, relationship you have with your family? What makes you an adult? And I don't really know, to be honest. And I think it could be like having independence, or having, you know, confidence in yourself, and where you're going, you know, what your life is going to be like, and having that set up. Maybe that's what makes you an adult. Maybe it's just the physicality of, you know, being over 21. Who knows? I mean, I think everyone's still figuring it out, and I think that's the most. That's the secret, is that everyone's still figuring out what it is to be an adult. I don't know if there's a really clear answer. And I think they're all figuring it out as well.
And maybe there's also, at least I think that's what the movie might suggest, that there's a part of us who always stays a kid, so that we never grow fully up, but we always have this one part which will be a child and in connection with that and playful innocence, which those three characters, which they live when they're together. But speaking of the adults, and there's also the factor that the parents are not really in the picture. I don't want to take betray too much of what happens in the movie, but they're not there. We don't see much of the parents.
No.
So how did you felt about that certain dynamic, being there on your own, like separated probably much from your own family?
Right. I think it changed their dynamic a lot in the film, because it was not only that, you know, they kind of went their separate ways, but they're also all dealing with the loss of their mother, and their father was never really in the picture, and You can tell that that is also a very large rift that they just don't talk about at all. And that could be one of the factors that that the reason why they're all so separate, and the reason why they're all, you know, in grief and hurting, and why there's like a blockage between, you know, trying to get to know each other again and be with each other again after this significant, you know, gap and what their family used to be. And it's, you know, and I think that's really important to portray and kind of, I happily have all of my parents, so I don't typically have a lot to take from that. But I can understand, you know, having like, you know, having a family or having something, you know, kind of having this dynamic that you're used to, and then suddenly it shifts. There's an immediate change, and it's really hard to kind of gain your footing and get back to where you used to be. And maybe you can't get back to where you used to be. And I think the way to heal is to accept that, you know, where you used to be will never always be. But then to build a life afterwards, the land that, you know, where you are now, and I think that's how we can, you know, develop a stable family again.
The movie also deals with panic attacks and anxiety. So was it, that's what your character in the movie suffers from sometimes. Was it hard to get into that? How was it for you?
I think, I was talking about this with someone. I think panic attacks and, you know, having anxiety is actually a very, very normal thing that I think people are starting to talk a lot more about now. I think it used to be like this, like, oh, panic attacks is like some sort of big, like, oh, I mean, like, what's happened?
Yeah, like a psychological illness, or are they crazy?
But anxiety is somewhat something that everyone carries, and, you know, some people have panic attacks, some people don't, but I think it is a very universal and very normal thing, and I think it's portrayed pretty well, really well in this film, and I think it should be talked about more. I mean, I know a lot of people who, you know, suffer from panic attacks and, you know, suffer from anxiety. And I think the more open you are about it, and the more you get to learn about it, I think the easier they are to deal with, I think.
Absolutely. And one final question, if there's like one thing about this movie but you still want to share some special detail, some special thing that happened on set, okay, would you tell us?
I would tell you if I could think of anything. I don't know. I think it was a really lot of fun to work on. It was the most I've ever... I don't think I've ever sung in a...
I also don't remember you ever singing.
Or dancing so much. But it was a lot of... It was a lot of fun to do. And I hope you enjoyed my very mediocre singing skills. But I think it's I think I would love to, you know, do more films like this. I think I think these are the films that I feel like should be made now. Sorry, that was, I don't know what else to say about this.
No, that's fantastic. Second answer.
Awesome. Cool.
And so The Adults, it's at Berlinale with Sophia Lillis starring Michael Cera and a lot of other great actors. Catch it if you can. I'm sure it's going to get a German release. If it does, you'll read about it here at Movie Break and, of course, read our festival review. That's me, Lida, with another interview. Check out our other stuff at Movie Break, and it was good to talk to you. Goodbye.
Bye.